This is Fresh Air. For the last few weeks, jazz pianist and composer Dick Hyman has played us through a history of boogie, ragtime, and stride piano styles. Today he concludes this series with a look at the great swing pianist Teddy Wilson. Wilson's elegant playing and prodigious technique influenced many pianists, including a young Dick Hyman.
I won a jazz piano competition that was being given by a local radio station in New York City. And one night went down and did my thing, and lo and behold, the prize was 12 lessons with Teddy Wilson. So I began to visit him and learned a lot from him, both as a player and as a man, and stayed in touch with him until he died, regrettably, only about, what was it, 3 or 4 years ago. Teddy was a pianist of great elegance and clarity. He was about, I would say, the opposite of a pianist such as Errol Garner. He played lightly, he played fewer notes, and the lines that he played were very, very much like a clarinet. Which is why I think he fit in so beautifully with Benny Goodman in all of those hundreds of jazz classics that they recorded in the 1930s and 40s and even after. When he was playing solo, that is to say without a rhythm section accompanying him, he had a left hand which was based on what pianists call a walking or a tenth. It was a kind of a stride bass, but it was less percussive than other kinds of stride players would use. Teddy was not really a stride player at all from that definition, but he used a great deal of this. And he would throw in runs now and then of rather surprising technique, like a... And it came together something like this. Here is a song that Teddy recorded at one time in the 1930s when he and Billie Holiday were producing some great recordings. This is how Teddy, in my estimation, might have done it if he had been recording it as a solo piano piece. The tune is a nice old song called I'll Get By. Thank you. That is my impression of the way Teddy might have played that song. And I tried to put in the walking bass, the tenths, the single line runs, the occasional octave tremolos, and the works. The swing was always there. Teddy was a swing pianist, really, by definition, and maybe the best.
Dick Hyman is a pianist, composer, and arranger based in New York. In addition to performing, Dick Hyman composes and arranges for movies. He's done the scores for Moonstruck, Zelig, and The Purple Rose of Cairo, and played on the soundtracks for several Woody Allen films. This is Fresh Air.